This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It is the Morning Crossfire 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. If you did not get the memo, officially today is Black Friday. This is where businesses offer promoted sales at discounted prices. And usually, in the culture of Black Friday, it sometimes can be record-breaking discounts. This year, I'm not quite sure what the situation is, but Black Friday does not seem as loud as it used to be. Maybe I'm not paying enough attention. But I'm hoping that if you intend to engage in the promo sales of Black Friday, you get a good discount and you are not cheated. That's very important. Well, our conversation for this hour is on the price of medicine. Following the recent announcement of GlaxoSmithKline's departure from the Nigerian pharmaceutical market, there has been a notable surge in the prices of GSK medications, with increases reported to be as high as 1,000%. The escalating prices can be attributed to a combination of factors: the withdrawal of GSK, a major player in the pharmaceutical industry, and the burgeoning rate of inflation in the country, which, of course, as you can tell, is affecting everything. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, NBS, Nigeria's inflation rate as of December 2023 stood at 27.33%. It's the highest recorded since August 2005. The persistent upward trend in inflation has been a key driver in the rising cost of various goods and services. So, the big questions: where do we go from here? What is the fate of the indisposed? Have you tried to, you know, get medication which you normally buy and you realize that the price is different to proportions that you may not be able to afford? Well, the conversation this morning is for you. Now, this rise has sparked widespread concern among Nigerians. Many have expressed their frustrations on social media. An asthmatic, there was a video that went viral a couple of days or weeks ago where an asthmatic took to social media to call on the government to intervene as he could not afford his asthma medication.
Please, Nigeria government, you people should come to our rescue. For we will get asthmatic patients. We will say we cannot afford this. You people need to call this company back, called GSK. Before, this teletize for we will get asthma for this Nigeria. This teletize is about 8,000 plus. But because say this company don't pack come up for Nigeria, look at now, I'm at the pharmacy. Please, missing this 52,500 Abba. Betoli Yela, where would they buy 15,000 before? Because say this company where the producer for Nigeria don't come out. Now, Betoli now don't enter 8,500 for Nigeria. Please, Nigeria government, you people should come to our rescue. For we will get asthmatic patients. We be say we cannot afford this. I'm of my salary, 45,000 naira. And me now, I'm of the taking this. I must be taking this. Federal government, you people have to come to our rescue. Please, on behalf of all the people with the asthma, please, you people have to come for this. Please, I am begging. Because without we taking this, we can't beat. We will be dying. Anyhow, asthmatic people, but they die. But I pray that should not happen in Nigeria. Please.
Well, that was heart-wrenching. In the video, the man whose voice you heard was seen holding a pack with the name Seretide inscribed on it and the visible price tag showing 52,000 naira. I'm certain there are many others like him who may or may not have expressed themselves on social media. And some people are even saying that the inhaler, Ventolin, I believe it's called, is even more expensive than the tag, the price he mentioned. I have a lot of questions. The man who hopefully has all the answers is with me in the studio, pharmacist Promise Anele. He's the chairman of the Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria Real Estate Chapter. Good morning, Mr. Anele.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Great.
Okay. Yes, it's a pleasure. Oh, no, and indeed privilege. Okay, so the hike in price of medicine, it's everywhere. I mean, you and I were talking about it just a couple of minutes ago. What's your take on it, and how is the Pharmaceutical Society responding to it?
All right, I thank you very much. Honestly, I share the pain of the patient who had just cried out. And I can tell you, we're making a reference to him, but he's not just the only one. There may be millions of people out there who also are in this peculiar situation of not being able to afford the same drug that we're used to getting before. So, especially for the chronic disease cases where patient had to always stay on their medications, this is a worrisome trend. Of course, the reasons are obvious. He just had referred to the current inflation rate in the country, just to say that this challenge is not so peculiar to the pharmaceutical sector. It is the issue all around, as we can see, in the economy.
All right, so please give us a minute. I think some adjustment would need to be made. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Not having a bus stop is not an excuse for butt driving or causing accidents. If you are a passenger, inform the driver early before you get to your destination. Also caution the driver when he veers off the road suddenly or stops abruptly at a bus stop. Let's keep the road safe for all road users. If it's safe for one, it will be safe for others. Safe journey. This message is from Night 2.3 Nigeria Info.
We feed you with the right information,
the right topic of interest,
and the right conversation.
I heard the Minister for Information, and he was trying to rationalize why the NLC should not go on strike now.
So one of the challenges at Africa, there's a lot of poverty and there's a lot of illiteracy.
Let's talk
on Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We apologize. Welcome back. So you were talking about inflation and the exit of GSK.
Yeah, like I said, it's not peculiar to the pharma sector.
Okay.
It's something that we're all witnessing around the economy in the country. But I know that the exit of GSK and some other multinationals are trying to complicate the issues.
Okay.
And in the real sense of it, you won't really blame them.
Okay.
So here, you want to look at what are the reasons. GSK didn't just have to leave because there must be reason why they had to go.
Okay.
The other company didn't just have to go.
Yeah, if they have that much of an impact in the industry, then, I mean, it's naturally one would ask why did they have to leave. But I'm guessing for emotional reasons. I'm going to play that audio again so that we have a picture of how bad it is. And hopefully, Pharmacist Anele will give us all the reasons we need.
Please, Nigeria government, you people should come to our rescue. For we will get asthmatic patients. We'll be saying we cannot afford this. You people need to call this company back, called GSK. Before, this teletype for who would get asthma for this Nigeria. This teletype is about 8,000 plus. But because say this company don't pack come up for Nigeria, look at now, I'm at the pharmacy. Plechi missing this 52,500 ABA. Vetoli Yela, where would they buy 2,000 before? Because say this company, where the producer for Nigeria don't come out. Now, Vetoli now don't enter 8,005 for Nigeria. Please, Nigeria government, you people should come to our rescue. For we will get asthmatic patients. We'll be saying we cannot afford this. I'm up in my salary, 45,000 naira. And me now, I'm must be taking this. I must be taking this. Federal government, you people have to come to arrest me. Please, on behalf of all the people that they ask, man, please, please, you people have to come for this. Please, I am begging. Because without we taking this, we can't beat, we'll be dying. Anyhow, as many people, but they die. But I pray that should not happen. It should not happen in Nigeria. Please, please and please.
I mean, I honestly feel for the man and his life. Literally is hanging on his ability to afford his medication. So, for GSK, there might be political reasons tied to this. How important was GSK to the pharma industry?
All right, if you are knowledgeable about pharma industry and the company we're talking about, you realize that they are the big guys in the pharma world, and their impact is across the globe. And because of the range of products they're able to put out to the public.
Yeah.
And for me, sincerely, it's been coming that these companies will may begin to leave the country because of the difficulties in coping with the challenges of doing business in the country. Of course, you know, GSK do not have factory here. They manufacture over there and they bring it into this country. Of course, you know what that means when it has to do with the issue of exchange rates.
Mm.
And I believe that was one of the major reasons that affected them. And then to complicate issues, the more the removal of the subsidy.
Yeah.
You know, these companies have to distribute this product from point A to point B, and that requires that they do that with vehicle. Not just the fuel issue, the insecurity because of the bad nature of the road too. So you find that moving from one point to another is a problem. You have to repair these cars every now and then. Then with this very costly fuel, then once in a while, some of their rep had been in danger of kidnap and all that. So too many reasons were put together and the people couldn't cope anymore. And all they did was to leave. And not like that, let's put it clear. Not like those products will no longer be available in this country. But it's still going to be because I'm aware that they are discussing with third party. People who will now be responsible for the distribution of this.
Yeah.
But though that is not actually so much of a good news because that would definitely impact on the cost of the whole thing. So
definitely,
truly, it's a challenge they were not able to cope with, and that's why they have to leave.
Well, you know how it is in business. The introduction of a middleman is the introduction of more charges.
Exactly.
And so the distributor has to make its own money.
Exactly.
But this company has been in the country for over 5 decades. It wields so much power. How is it that in all that time, we did not come up with a way to boost local production? We're talking about the exit of GSK affecting us on this level. Why do we not have alternatives that could have cushioned the effect of their exit?
The problem here is that this whole issues that are becoming more real has been coming. Of course, we know. Like you read out here about the current inflation rate is on record that is the highest ever since 2005. So your question is what has happened between then and now? It's been on the increase. These challenges has gradually grown, and the when you talk about manufacturing again, let me also shock you. Even the local manufacturers still have to source their APIs from outside this country, active pharmaceutical ingredients.
I was going to ask what API means, but yeah. I'm glad you...
active pharmaceutical ingredients are still being imported. So, you see, the problem is not just with the finished product.
With the emphasis on are still being imported, is that something that is not supposed to be imported?
Yes, if we have the wherewithal to be able to produce them in this country.
Okay.
When you want to talk about production of API, you're talking of petrochemical industries.
Huh.
So you cannot agree with me where the issues are. So this influence or this difficulty is not just with the finished product. Even the few that produce it have to import vaccines. I was speaking with a colleague in our last conference in Gombe. an MD of a pharma company. So I was talking with him that there are some products I expect he should be able to produce.
All right.
You know, and he told me, he said, oh boy, you don't want me to go out of business. I said, why?
Hold that thought. We'll find out. We have a break coming up. And the effect of this hike, how exactly is it affecting the end user? Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. We're talking about the hike in the price of drugs. It poses danger to Nigerians. My guest is still right here in the studio with me. He is pharmacist Promise Anele. He's the chairman of Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria, River State Chapter. You're welcome once again, sir.
Thank you very much.
Now, before the break, we were talking about the exit of GSK and why we have not come up with an alternative. And you were saying a major manufacturer, producer or supplier was, you know, telling you a few things.
Yeah, we're having a conversation where I was asking him about a particular drug I think he should be able to produce. And he laughed and said, oh boy, do you want me to get out of business? I said, what do you mean? He said, amongst other challenges in doing that, even if him as a manufacturer can overcome, the distributor and the retailers still have to go through issues because these are products that are temperature sensitive. And that brings us to power. So he was telling me that, yeah, he can muzzle it to say, okay, I have this product, but his fear is that one bad product can take you off the market because you are able to go through the hurdles to produce. You've been able to send it out to a distributor, to a wholesaler. Probably along that line of distribution, maybe at some point, you are not able to maintain that temperature and the product gets denatured. And then the product eventually goes out there and is used. It didn't work. And all you get is, every product coming from this company, they are fake products. So one issue that he didn't cause could just make him lose the market. So he said to just stay safe. He doesn't want to go into those areas. So those are the issue, power. Of course, you and I have been in this country and know what the power is like.
While I understand the reasons, which at some point might sound like excuses, it is, in my opinion, you know, an indictment that every year we churn out graduates of pharmacy across different institutions of higher learning. And a solution has not been provided. It just feels like at some point we should have come up with something.
No, you know, the fact here is that we're talking about an area where government policies and regulations have to lead the way. It's not an area where you can just wake up and do anything. There are strong regulations, there are standards that no one person can just come and begin to do anything you like. In fact, that's why we are beginning to talk about the issue of quacks. You and I will always say this is because if you want to go through the normal protocol of drug production, it is not just your effort. You need government involvement. You need certain policies to be put in place. You need certain infrastructures. Okay, assuming not conceding, would you now begin to go and construct the bad roads to be able to even distribute what you've been able to produce? So the challenges are enormous, and it is not exclusively on the pharmacies. There are policies, there are government responsibilities to ensure that those things work. And until all that comes to play, it unfortunately we may continue to say the same story.
All right. The implication of this inflation has led to a double dose of trouble. The first is people are now looking in the direction of herbal. The second is people are looking in the direction of cheaper drugs, which in most cases is counterfeit.
Mm.
How is the PSN? In fact, what do we do with this?
In fact, for me, that is the worrisome part of it, because nature avoids vacuum. And once these things are not there, I call them the bad people. They try to take advantage of it, which is what is already going on. I was sharing a conversation with an MD in my office. So he was telling me, we're discussing this GSK living and the implications. And we both agree that this, if nothing is done urgently to address this gap, of course, innocent people will begin to suffer so many consequences from this, because the bad people are already working hard to fill that gap.
Mm.
While people now go to take up the label of certain products to replace with what they feel people will readily accept, you know, and that is dangerous. So those are the possible dangers in this situation. Drugs are no longer available, and then even if they are not affordable. You know what that means? My greatest worry, every illness is a challenge, but there are those who the advice is that you have to take your drugs every day.
Yeah.
And now it is not the person's fault not to be able to get that drug. Then what do you not tell the person? So you begin to look at the issues of treatment failure.
So let's look at regulations. Where does the PSN come in, the Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria? Ensuring quality and safety of drugs. We know that this fake drug thing has been with us for a long time. It's a fight that NAFDAC, under the administration of Dora Okunyili, you know, it was really big. So now that we are here and we understand there is something that would lead to the proliferation of fake drugs, What is the PSN doing? Or are there other bodies that are in position to regulate and ensure that Nigerians are safe?
Let me also make this clear. PSN, Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria, is not a regulatory body. Neither is it a government agency. It's a pressure group that are registered pharmacists. Basically, what we do is advocacy. When you want to talk about safety and quality, you're talking about NAFDAC. Then in terms of training and the other regulations, you're talking about Pharmacy Council of Nigeria. So basically what we do and what we are currently doing is to advocate to say that this challenge has potential for greater dangers and greater risk for our people. And then that's what is taking us to begin to speak to the authority, which I am hopeful by the promises and commitment we've gotten, that state task force against drug and illicit drug and counterfeits will come back to life. What that will help us to do is to begin to checkmate these fake products that very likely will be on the increase,
mm-hmm.
you know, based on this vacuum that has been created. So it's basically advocacy we do to the relevant authorities to say that these issues that are beginning to face us, what do we do? Part of what we're also considering to do is stakeholders' engagement, to look at these issues and begin to look at ways we can get around it. I can tell you for free, it's a worrisome trend, it's a worrisome situation, and looking at what is ahead of us, it's even more threatening.
All right, I'll be taking calls now. The concern, of course, is for the patient.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of the voice of that man who was talking about, you know, how he could not afford his inhaler, it breaks my heart. But how can we, that will need to every now and then go and buy something from a store, differentiate between fake and original? Because I know that these guys are very good at making fake look good. So are there strategies? Are there things we must look out for? Are there questions to ask? You know, an extra layer of protection.
All right. So let me also say this. There are things we call generics.
Okay.
Generics is a different brand of the same drug.
Okay, yeah.
So, but unfortunately, you get a patient tell you, this is what I'm used to. So we need to begin to listen to the advice for pharmacists, who is a professional, who can tell you I had this argument with a patient that a particular drug was prescribed for him. Apparently, he couldn't afford it. And he was to leave the office. I said, no, you can't go. We have other brands that are of good quality, the same drug. He said, no, let me go and look for money. It took me almost 30 minutes to convince him. And eventually, he took my advice, picked up that medication. You know, he came back to say, and the funny thing, he kept the pack. The next time he came with. So the advice here is that, please listen to the professionals. Go by their advice. And if you have to buy products, go and pick off your medication from a registered pharmacy premises. How do you know them? Yeah, I agree. These days, anything is possible, but there are some landmark you can look out for.
Okay.
There is something we call emblem, a neon sign. It's only a registered pharmacy that has that. And then when you eventually walk into that pharmacy, please, it is your right to ask to see the pharmacist. If the pharmacist is not there, you have every right to ask for the license. And these licenses are annual licenses. What it means is that if you do not have the one for this year, then you are not practicing right. You are in quote until you do the right in an illegal place. So the patients, the citizens have every right to demand to talk or see the pharmacist, because you could really get a lot of advice that will help you. I've just given an instance. Imagine if I wasn't around that day. Do I work in the hospital? What if I wasn't there to talk to that patient, the need to pick up this drug? That is the same thing with the other one, which I don't want to mention here. You know, I wonder what would have happened.
I don't want to take the side of the patient, right? But I know what it's like to be specific about a brand.
Okay.
Right? I mean, we've all been there. You have a particular phone that you use.
Mm.
With your car, there's a particular tire that you buy. And even though you know that there's competition in the market, you know why you stick with that brand. It has come through for you at so-and-so. So when a person recommends another brand, especially if they say, oh, this is cheaper, in your head, you're thinking, less quality.
Mm.
This is of inferior quality. So that person sticking to, you know, oh, no, this is what works for me. I can relate, because I've been in that position, maybe not with drugs, but I know, you know, the feeling of I don't want to compromise on the standard I'm used to. And we have also seen situations where people even took the advice or on their own decided to go in another direction and they did not get the efficacy of the original thing they were looking for.
No, I beg to disagree to some extent.
Okay.
The standard prescribing practice is generic. What that means is that it's at the discretion and the professionalism of the pharmacist to choose a particular brand.
Okay.
And when we talk about generic, they are the same drug from different company.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you. We'll have to take a call shortly. Let's imagine there's a pain in some part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
There's something you can take to relieve the pain. One brand, I don't know how it works, but might be able to relieve the pain in 10, 15 minutes. Another one that will do the same job might take up to 30 minutes. You can understand why, and I don't know if that's how it works, why I would want the pain to leave me as soon as possible. So if you're telling me, oh, this other brand will do the job, but I use it and it takes me half an hour to achieve what 15 minutes would have done with the other one, you can understand why next time I would tell you, ah, Oganele, I beg. You see this one? If no be this one, I know they buy. So experience too comes to play.
Yeah, this is my response to that. I somewhat agree and also disagree. For instance, why do I agree and disagree? There are standards that allows you to produce a particular product. And there are error limits that is approved. Whatever that does not fall into that space cannot be approved. Yeah, I agree with you. For some innovative products, you will see that maybe in process procedures and all that can confer certain advantage.
Mm.
But for the purpose of regulation and approval, there's a limit. And that limit is such that should offer that result that other products can offer.
So baseline,
it might not
basically
exactly be maybe 100%, but it shouldn't be anything less than 70 to 80 difference. So you will still get that result.
Mm.
But then where I say I agree with you is that because of fake, maybe with your physical eye, you will think you're buying the same thing, but you may not be sure of the content of what you're buying.
Okay.
That's what makes the difference.
All right, it's time to have conversations with you. The numbers are call 0817-923-0002. Have you bought medicine recently? What is the price difference? How much did you buy before? And how much does it cost now? How can you tell? Do you have your own method, strategies for checking, distinguishing between an original product and a fake one? And have you made the crossover to herbal? Lots of people are now mixing, shaking, drinking, washing and setting. If you have tried that, has it worked for you? And why do you do it? 0817-923-0002. Robin from Obiri Query. Good morning, Robin.
Yes, good morning. All right,
good. Good morning.
And greetings to our guests in the studio.
Thank you.
You see, all the discussion is centered on the health of poor Nigerians who cannot have access to adequate health treatment. And I ask the question, as it concerns River State, the former governor, right Honorable Chibuike Amaechi, built over 300 health centers, primary health centers in River State. Most of them are lying fallow. Even the one in my community area, between Ojabi and Okorowo, is covered by grass. The government should do more not to give palliative by giving him domains, noodles. They should do more to help Nigerians so that we can survive. These are part of the dividend of democracy. And this is what we're asking for.
All right.
Good morning, Robin Majadi Fama.
Thank you very much, Robin. Victor from Owerri, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to the studio.
Thank you.
Please, I want you to find out, there is so much influx of drugs in our... malaria tablets in the market. So there's so much, and people that are saying Abu are not doing anything about it. So do you know where it's energy between the pharmaceutical sector of Nigeria and the regular now got to just make the activity of this influx of people that are helping this Abu in the disease? That's my question.
Now hold on, I'm not sure I got the question. You said the PSN and NAFDA should check what exactly?
In general, synergy with it, I think it's better to checkmate the influx of drugs in the market.
All right. Thank you, Victor. I got it now. Synergy between Pharmaceutical Society and NAFDAC. Zion from GRA, good morning.
Thank you very much.
Please go ahead.
For the benefit of this conversation, can I talk about the solution or to join the complaint?
Yeah, it depends. As long as you're contributing to it and you have to go straight to the point.
Because we complain too much. Even the voiceover you played was complaining. Look at the solution. For now, can we start educating our people the power of their votes against the coming election? Number two, sir, all these industries that are complaining, pharmaceuticals are complaining, can you people start to be saving a little portion of your money to sponsor a preferred candidate that you and all your organization do for due diligence and a consensus at them and sponsor a candidate? If you can't do this, you will complain tire in our maxim, no evidence. Because these particular politicians, you don't answer, you don't talk to, are the people that are still there.
All right, Mrs. Zion.
If you don't displace them, they will come back in 2027.
Okay, now thank you. I get that in the grand scheme of things, you're heading in some direction. But for the mother who needs to buy an inhaler this morning, and if she doesn't get it, her son's life will be hanging, you know, on her ability or inability to. It's not very easy to think about the next election on the spot. Christian from Ahoda, good morning.
Mr. Sam.
Good morning.
This is Jeff.
Good morning.
Sam, here. My, I'm going to be explain that that person complains. That person complains that I'm going to come and talk to the whole company that lives in Nigeria, that they are listening to that very expensive. Sam, let me tell you one of the things so far in this country.
Okay.
You know that our government, they need to use high bat. So most of the company outside. Now, for example, now, let me give you one example.
Oh, my.
Question,
I apologize. It was not very easy to get you. Now, Mr. Anele, we have 2 minutes left. Relationship, synergy between Pharmaceutical Society and NAFDAC, and of course, conclusively, where do we go from here?
All right, thank you very much. Very important and very strategic. Like, when we had our pharmacy week in September, part of the activities for the week was a workshop for herbal medicine dealers. And it was... of course, the facilitators were NAFDAC. We are beginning to have a conversation with these people because they have come to stay.
The herbal guys?
Yes.
Okay.
And they, of course, you know, at the federal ministry level, there is an agency that has been created. So what is needed to be done is to properly educate them and to guide them.
Mm.
The issue of wishing them away and all that, we have done that several years and it has not helped. And to also be fair to them, they have something to bring to the table.
Okay.
Like you mentioned earlier, people are beginning to look for alternative to this high-cost drug. And what easily can anybody think of is herba.
Okay.
So if there are conversations to begin to bring decency, to ensure that whatever that is put out there are of good quality, they are safe, and they are being regulated, I think is one way to go. And that will definitely give all the necessary attention to just to be able to find a solution to the challenges we are facing right now.
All right, thank you, Mr. Anele, for your time. We truly appreciate it. I'm glad that you have clearly stated, I mean, it's something we knew, but hearing it from you, that the herbal also has its own place in the market. I'm concerned because a lot of times when you hear of this herbal, they market and promote performance-based. You know, they last 2 minutes. You won't go 5 minutes.
I don't support those ones.
Okay, you don't support those ones?
Yes.
Okay. All right, connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms with me at Sparkling Oracle.